Now, I am well aware that this is Kansas Public Radio. I get that. But if you're traveling north this summer and looking for locations to visit, especially for the budding paleontologists in the family, consider Nebraska. One of the coolest but also out-of-the-way fossil localities on the Great Plains is Ash Fall Fossil Bed State Historical Park in northeastern Nebraska, about 20 miles from the town of Plainview. Here you can see the excavated remains of all sorts of mammals, including camels, horses, elephants, saber-toothed cats. They all died about 12 million years ago, fairly recently, geologically speaking. But here's what's special about this spot. Many of the animals exposed here, and there are hundreds of them, died and were buried quickly, their skeletons still very much intact. In many other places, fossils are broken, scattered, and one-dimensional, squashed fairly flat over time by the pressure of overlying sediments. But at Ash Fall, the skeletons are exposed in three dimensions. In one spot, you can even see a mother and baby rhinoceros nestled side by side in death. A couple of equally impressive sites in western Nebraska are pretty accessible if you're on your way to, say, the Black Hills. One is Agate Fossil Beds National Monument, north of Scott's Bluff. It has produced remains of animals from about 20 million years ago, including rhinos, small camels, and the carnivorous bear dog, about the size of a coyote or wolf, with a big head and strong jaws. But the most remarkable thing out here, for my money, are the fossilized burrows of an animal called Paleocaster, an ancient beaver, about the size of a prairie dog that lived on dry land. These animals made a corkscrew-shaped burrow 7 or 8 feet deep into the ground, today preserved by infilling sediments. These burrows are a type of trace fossil, that is, the fossil of a trace of an animal, like a track or a burrow, rather than a fossilized piece of the animal itself, like a bone or a shell. And finally, in far northwestern Nebraska is the Hudson Ming Bison Kill Site. Remains of more than 600 bison have been excavated and are visible here under the roof of a visitor center. In spite of the name, it's not clear that these bison were killed. They may have died naturally about 10,000 years ago. This is a remote, lonely place, four-wheel drive territory. I visited it a few years ago in early summer. I'd picked up a barbecue sandwich and a limeade in nearby Crawford and headed out toward the site on a Sunday afternoon. The sky was clear. It was 70 degrees. Jimi Hendrix came on the radio. And I was on my way to this bed of bison bones, one of the more astonishing, if underappreciated, paleo locations on the Great Plains. I stopped the vehicle and I said to myself, this is as good as it gets. Even if it was in Nebraska.